One week ago, the Academy Award for Best Original Film Score went to composer Tan Dun for the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
My music is to dream without boundaries. Tonight, with you, I see boundaries being crossed. As a classical music composer, I'm thrilled to be honored here. Crouching Tiger bridged East and West, romance and action, high and low cultures. Thank you, An Li, Yo-Yo Ma, Peter Gao.
The Academy's pick for the award this year was the same as our movie music mavens. For the past 5 years, NPR's Andy Trudeau has examined the Oscar nominations. This was the first year his pick was the winner, and Andy joins us. Andy, we know what you were thinking about this score, good action score to an action movie. What do you think the Academy was thinking?
Remember that the whole Academy is voting. I think there was a sense that it had a certain aura around it because it was a foreign film. Tan Dun had a certain cachet, a classical composer coming from China. I think all that added into it.
You think it really makes a difference when the composers themselves nominate, but the entire Academy votes on the five finalists?
Oh, absolutely. The cliche that the nomination is the honor, I think, means something special in the Academy system because it's the peers of film music who are nominating the group. Then it's the great masses who bring as many different agendas to their voting as possible. I would like to think they all thought of, well, this is the best music. I don't believe that's always the case.
Do you think we might see more classical composers doing more music for film?
Most film music is classical based. It uses the resources of a traditional orchestra. It eschews a lot of pop forms, which tend to be song-based forms, which really don't work in dramatic contexts when you're building suspense. So classical music fusing with other cultures has been a big part of film music, which is why I like it so much.
Well, you said last week this wasn't a particularly good year, a crop of nominations, as opposed to last year, which you were really impressed with. And I know it's early to tell, but what are you hearing now? There are some movies that have already been released. Hans Zimmer doing the music for Hannibal, the sequel to Silence of the Lambs. I guess he's working on Pearl Harbor, which will be coming up. And I remember you talking about Jerry Goldsmith and the science fiction movie that he did.
Hollow Man.
Hollow Man, exactly. What are you looking forward to hearing this year?
Well, I'm going to look for a few individuals like Jerry or Patrick Doyle, who I know can produce quality scores. It's like having a favorite author and waiting for their latest work.
All right, Andy, well, now that you picked the winner, do you want to quit while you're ahead, or do you want to come back and play our game again next year?
I have to say, I'm a little skeptical about prizes, but when I found out about this one, my first reaction was, yes!
Hey, we'll get you the Weekend Edition lapel pin, better than that silly gold statuette. NPR's Andy Trudeau is a producer in the Cultural Programming Department. Thanks a lot, Andy.
My pleasure, Leanne.